Welcome to Therapeutic Intentions Podcast. My name is Stephanie Dingbaum. I am a mental health therapist, and I am so passionate about all things health and wellness, personal development, and empowering others to be their most authentic and best versions of themselves. Here at Therapeutic Intentions, we are all about having intentional and authentic conversations on whole body health, healing practices, mindset, and ways to uplevel your life so you can truly be the best version of you. If you are a woman, a mom, hope to someday be a mom, a healer, or just in a place where you want to start prioritizing yourself and your health, then this podcast is for you. I am so glad you're here. If you're ready, let's get to it. Welcome back to Therapeutic Intentions Podcast. I am so glad you all are here listening in today. I thought for today's episode that I would just take some time to give you some background information on who I am. I feel it's important for you to know, who are you listening to? Who's behind the mic? I feel like there's a lot that you're going to learn about me as we go through different episodes, but I want you to have a good understanding of my background and who I am, and also just why I'm here, why I'm doing this. I know I talked a bit about that in the first episode, but I want to dig into that a little more and give you more detail and background. So let's just dive right in. So I know you heard in the intro, I am a mental health therapist here in Eastern Iowa. I actually live in Eastern Iowa with my husband. I grew up here in a small town. Our population literally, I think, is around like 700 people. So really tiny town. I grew up here. I met my husband here, and we decided to put down our roots here. So literally, we live two blocks away from his parents, and my mom literally just lives across town. So we always joke with people like, we really didn't get very far in life, but we both have lived in other parts of the state, and just it worked to be back here. We both are really close with our families, and it just made the most sense to, we wanted to be in a small rural town, and it worked out for us. So yeah, we've been married since 2018, and we live just on the edge of town. So it really feels like the best of both worlds. Like, our backyard feels like we're out in the country, and then our front yard, we have neighbors, and we're right on the edge of town. So we got lucky with where we're living. We truly feel like this house was made for us, and we had a connection with the previous owners. They had built the house and grew their family here, and those were exactly the same intentions that we have for this home, is to grow a family here as well. So right now it's just the two of us here. We have a dog named Luna. She's a Siberian Husky. She's our baby. She's, I think, 4 or 5 years old. So yeah, it's just the three of us. But yeah, we are trying to start a family, and that is something that I will go into for a future episode. I feel it's important for you to know about my health history, since I'm here to talk to you all about whole body health. So we'll definitely do an episode about that coming up here. But like I said, for today's episode, I just want to give you some background as to who I am and why I'm here. So to give you a little bit of background on like my professional journey and how I got here, prior to starting my business, I was a school social worker for 4 years. That was kind of a dream of mine getting right out of grad school. I just really felt the desire to work with, I was really passionate about working with kids at that point in my career. Prior to being a school social worker, I was a in-home behavioral health counselor and crisis counselor, and I learned so much from that job. It really was a great situation, especially right out of undergrad. I did that job for like 7 years, and it was great. I mean, it really molded me, and I gained an amazing mentor out of that job. But then the pull to go to grad school and be able to move into like a bigger role and be able to do more counseling, that was really a strong pull on my heart about 5 years in. So went back to grad school, and yeah, like I said, my dream out of grad school was I really wanted to continue working with kids. And so I thought the best way to do that was to become a school social worker. And so I really made that my goal my last year in grad school and was lucky enough to get hired as a school social worker just a town away from where I live. It was a new position. And so I worked there for 4 years and I seriously loved my job. I loved what I was doing. I loved the people that I worked with. Truly, the school and my employer just treated me so well. I was so happy there, and I really felt like I was making a difference for the children I worked with, for the school district. And it just felt right. But then the pandemic hit, and I started to notice a change within myself, and my dreams started to change as well as I was growing. And that's one takeaway I really want you to get out of this episode is just to understand that dreams can change as we grow and change. And that's okay. It's okay to pivot your dreams and your goals as you grow and change personally. So I noticed this change happening within me, and my professional goals were starting to change. And I always knew that I loved helping people. Like, I, to my core, I'm a helper. I just can't help it. It's who I am. I'm drawn to it. And so I knew I definitely, like I said, I could tell I was making a difference with the children I was working with, but I started to really have this deep desire to help people on a deeper level. And there was definitely like a limitation at the school. Like, I could help kids, but since I could really only help them use their skills within the school day, and I felt like I had little control over what they were using and learning at home, I felt like that was a huge limit to what I could really do and how I could impact them. So, like I said, I had this desire to want to help people on a more deeper level. And so I thought starting a private practice and providing therapy in the area was where I needed to go from there. That was my dream was kind of shifting. So I would say around 2 years into my job at the school, I had started attending appointments for acupuncture about every other week. And initially, I was going to help with my fertility journey. And I just felt like I was getting so many benefits out of it. I continued going regularly. I just loved it and always felt so great when I was going there. But early on in going to acupuncture, I always would have like aha moments when I was sitting on the table. So, okay, to give you some background, if you've never been to acupuncture, which by the way, I highly recommend it, you should at least try it. The way it works is, for most, anyways, I guess I've only been to two different acupuncturists, but the way it works is you go into the room, that you give them a little update regarding like your goals and your treatment plan that you're working towards. And then the acupuncturist will put the needles in certain like meridian points of the body. And then they put a heat lamp over you. And then they leave the room. And typically you sit like the lights dimmed, like I said, the heat lamp over you. So you sit or you lay there for, I don't know, anywhere from like 20 to 40 minutes, I feel like. And then they come back in, they remove the needles, and you go on your way. But the power behind laying on that table with the needles in you is just so powerful. I cannot tell you the amount of like aha moments and downloads I've gotten from being on that table. And the healing is just, it's unlike anything. Like, it's just a very powerful practice. It's been around for years. And let me tell you, it works. Like, it's helped me in many different ways in my life. And I'm hoping to bring on my acupuncturist for a future collab episode. So I would love to teach you guys more about that because like I said, it's been a huge part of my health and wellness journey. So anyways, back to why I'm sharing this with you. I early on one day was on the table and just had this download that came to me that I needed to somehow bring a wellness center to my county where I live at. We're very rural. And so like the nearest alternative health treatments, you have to go to the city for. So it's pretty much 45 minutes to an hour drive, regardless of which city you're going to and which direction you're going to. And I literally was driving to the city for acupuncture, for my own therapy, for float pods, float therapy, salt therapy, like all of it. And I had this download and it was just like, I should not have to drive to the city for all of these services. Like there is no reason we can't house a building, a center where it's full body health treatment in our county. There is no reason we can't do that. And so that dream was really heavy on my heart when I left that day. I remember calling my husband on the drive home and telling him about this download that came to me on the table. And I was so fired up. I literally was like, I have to figure out a way to do this. Like, this was put on my heart for a reason. It makes complete sense. It's something I would use and access regularly. My friends would. Like, I think we can make something of this. And I'm going to be completely transparent. My husband's amazing. I will share my goals and dreams with him. And he is always so supportive. Like, he is the best in that way. And he was very much like, yeah, Stephanie, I mean, I don't disagree with you. I think this is a great idea. But then he's also a realist. So then he's also like, you know, but financially, we definitely can't make this happen. But again, great idea. Yes, I do think you're onto something. So I don't know. I just kept that goal in the back of my mind. Like I would share it with friends when we would go over to friends' houses on the weekend. I'd share it with family members. Like I just kept talking about it because I truly felt like this was put on my heart for a reason. There is something here. So I just would share it when we'd go out with people and bring it up randomly. And I didn't worry about the how though. I just kind of kept talking about it, you know? And then literally my last year at the school, I didn't know it was going to be my last year, but my last year at the school, I got connected with somebody who was in the works of opening a wellness clinic in our county. And so literally that dream manifested itself. I did end up initially being at a wellness clinic, and it's just funny how, like, I never worried about the how, but like, that's how things just slowly started coming into place with that. And it was just a really crazy synchronicity. So yeah, I guess moving into my time at the wellness clinic, I felt initially like it was aligned. It was where I was meant to be. But again, then as I was practicing there, like again, I was growing and pivoting personally. And then my dreams again and my goals were growing and changing and pivoting along with me. And then I started to get this pull of like, no, you really need to be out on your own. Like your business as a private practice owner, like it can grow and expand into things. And I felt like I was really limited to just what I could do in that space, even though I felt like it was where I was meant to be initially. Like I said, you grow. And sometimes those goals do grow with you. And so I was in denial initially, but that desire to be out on my own got stronger and stronger. And so I did that. I left the clinic and went out on my own. And this is brand new. Like I've been only out on my own now with my practice for 2 months. So it's super new, but I'm going to be completely transparent with you guys where I am at right now, professionally with my business. It feels so aligned. I'm completely and 100% content. I love having the control over my business, the freedom, the time freedom, the money freedom, the freedom with my calendar, my schedule. I tell everybody, like, this is where I'm meant to be right now. It doesn't mean that my goals won't pivot and change, but right now I am completely, this is aligned and this is where I'm meant to be. And I definitely have ideas that I want to eventually put into practice to expand my business, but one thing at a time. Like we're working on just doing the podcast with my business right now. And I don't want to overload myself. So one thing at a time, baby steps is what I keep telling myself. So we'll see where my story takes me from here. But I tell you all of this because it's really important that you know, as we change in life, as we pivot, sometimes our dreams and our desires are going to change with us. And that's okay. You need to hear that. It's okay for those things to change. I'm not going to lie. I felt guilty. I didn't stay at the wellness clinic as long as I thought I was going to. And I felt really guilty about that. Like, no, this was put on my heart for a reason. I need to stay here and make something of this. But I was growing professionally and personally a lot during that time. And naturally, as you grow and change, those things are going to grow with you. And so I just had to honestly learn to accept that. And once I did accept that, like, big things started to happen for me in my life. And it's okay if that's a hard pill to swallow for some of you. That's completely normal and okay. But I'm going to go back to, like, you need to know that it's okay for those dreams to change. It's okay for our goals to change. It just means you're growing and changing as an individual, and that's an amazing thing. Another takeaway that I really want you to get from this. So I've always been a dreamer. I've always been the type to reach for the stars, create big goals, achieve those goals. That's just always been who I am. And I'm going to be honest, there is power behind truly making shit happen. There's so much power in that. And so when it comes to your goals, when it comes to your dreams, listen to your gut. If you're intuitive like me, listen to your intuition. Ground yourself, ask yourself the hard questions, see what comes up in the stillness and the quietness. Really tune into your body. What is being put on your heart? Truly just listen to that inner voice. That's what I did. And whatever was being put on my heart, that's what I went towards. And there's so much power behind that. So much power to putting action into place towards these goals and these dreams. And that really motivated me. In the last year, my growth is because I just started putting things into action. There's so much power behind that. And it's a game changer too. But I also want to say, doing all of this, listening to your gut, putting things into action, reaching for the stars, going after those goals, it is scary AF. I get it. Anything that's the unknown, it's scary. But it's also where the growth is going to happen. This was a mantra for me when I started at the school right out of grad school. I had no experience in the education world. I was extremely uncomfortable, felt so green, but I literally made it my mantra. Every single day I would tell myself, growth happens in the unknowns. Embrace the discomfort. And I would tell my husband that every day, but I had to tell myself that daily so that I could get past that fear. And I just learned to eventually love the unknown, love the discomfort, because that's where the growth happens. And then at the end of my 4 years at the school, when I looked back, it was like, holy shit, look how much I grew. There's so much power behind that too. So don't let the unknown, don't let the discomfort scare you. If anything, embrace it. Tell yourself, I'm going to embrace it. Tell yourself that daily, like I did. Because then you're more likely to follow through with it. I literally, every single day when I would walk in the morning, I would tell myself, I'm going to embrace the unknowns. I'm going to embrace the fear. It means I'm growing. And then a year later, 6 months later, you look back, the growth, there's no way to explain it otherwise. Learn to embrace those unknowns. Learn to embrace the fear. So that's where the big stuff happens. That's where the power is at. That's really all I have for you guys today. I really hope that out of all that I shared today, that you find at least one nugget of information that really stuck with you. That's all I really hope for all of you listeners. And if there is something that really resonated with you, share it with a friend or put it out on social media land. Share it somehow with somebody that matters to you. And if there's anything, any aha moments that came up, in today's episode, I'd love to hear from you. Feel free to send me a DM, email me, however you want to reach out. I would love to hear from you. Don't hesitate to bug me. I love that. So thanks for listening in today, and I look forward to doing another episode with you all soon. So take care. Thank you so much for listening to us. It means so much to me. If there were any aha moments or anything that really resonated with you on today's episode, then please take a minute and share it on your social media and tag me so I can personally thank you. Also, if you could, please rate and review the podcast as it is new, and that really helps to get the word out there more and reach even more listeners. I'll catch you on the next episode.